Council.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl that says she likes cheese, Jamie Bloom.
I love cheese.
Well, you're nice. Living in the right place because by the end of the year, the Hilmer Farms cheese plant in Dodge City, the new cheese plant, will be up and running.
Yeah.
And I was in it. When they broke ground on that, they said they would need the milk from 65,000 cows.
Yeah.
And in the entire state, there's not a whole lot more than that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, where are you going to get this milk? And I had not heard of any dairies that had broken ground to provide the milk for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about a week ago, they broke ground on one outside Kinsley, which for those who aren't from that area, Kinsley's about 30-40 miles east of Dodge City, north and east of Dodge City. They broke ground for one of the dairies. Of course, it's going to have 56,000 head.
Wow.
In one dairy.
Wow.
Now, you know, 20 years ago, the mega dairies were 5,000 head.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 56,000 head. Isn't that a crazy number?
Trying to think, like, how many acres would they need?
Yeah, exactly. And they're all going to be inside in buildings. And they're the carousel type milking, which I think carousels hold 72. And in fact, the name of the farm is Twin Circle Dairy. So I don't know if that means they're having two carousels.
Right.
Or not. The folks are out of the Panhandle of Texas, and they have several other dairies in the Panhandle of Texas.
Mm-hmm. So they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been running this business for a
long time. Actually, they've been providing milk to the Hilmer Cheese Factory in Dalhart, Texas for years as well. But that will be an amazing boon for the area. I mean, somebody was going to have to build dairies, and I hadn't heard of anybody building them yet. So, and supposedly they'll be online by the end of the year with some of it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it'll probably take them 2 or 3 years to get the entire thing built out. But
well, I just think anything you make anymore, if you just add a little cheese to it, it seems like it just...
Exactly.
Improves it, really.
I put some in my coffee sometimes.
Did you? Yeah, there you go. Are you a sneezer this time of year? Do you struggle with allergies?
I didn't think I did till this weekend.
Then
the last few nights I've had to take something to keep my head cleared up.
Uh-huh.
So I don't feel like I have a cold, so I'm thinking, Must be something blooming out there.
My son stopped by Saturday morning, and he had mowed the lawn. He does struggle with allergies all the time, and he'd mowed the lawn on Friday night, and Saturday morning he was really stopped up and said he thought it was from the pollen. You know,
I didn't know that lawns had pollen too.
Well, so. I don't know. He lives in
well,
the country.
Well, so fall off the trees on the grass. The grass gets stirred up when you mow.
I think just stirring it up. Yeah,
right.
Probably did it for him. But plus, like I said, he just struggles with it anyway. But well, sneezing season is imminent for the 50 million Americans who suffer from seasonal allergies or hay fever, the most common allergy in the United States. For the 40% of Americans who typically sneeze more than 3 times in a row, now is the time to stock up on tissues. A survey of more than 1,000 adults found that 24% of respondents said they typically sneeze twice in a row. 36% sneeze only once at a time. 75% of men and women surveyed said they cover their nose every time they sneeze. 25% admitted they do not perform the traditional act of etiquette.
Okay, so how many times? Are you a two-sneezer?
I think I'm generally, on average, I'm a two-sneezer.
I'm a two-sneezer. My wife is absolutely always a three-sneezer.
A three-sneezer?
Because anytime you hear her sneeze and she does two, everybody just waits. It's like...
the next one's coming.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. So. You are a very loud, explosive.
It doesn't sound loud where I sit.
Oh my gosh!
I know. The entire building says "bless you."
I think sometimes it's the it's your inhale before you sneeze.
Yeah.
That is so.
Yeah, kind of like a jet engine.
It's like the anticipation of it. And it has startled me before in my office from across the building.
But the people who just go, hey, and it's like, oh my gosh, let it go. You could blow your ears out. Stop that.
Uh-huh.
Stop that. It's like, you know, sneeze. That's what God made it for, is to blow that stuff out of there.
When it comes to noise levels and techniques, men outsound women nearly 2-1, with 46% of males considering themselves loud and proud sneezers.
There you go. You're above average.
And proud. The survey further uncovered how men and women attempt to stop a sneeze. More than half of those surveyed said they don't try to hold it in when they feel a sneeze coming on. Instead, they let it fly. Others claim to touch their nose. You know, it used to be if you touched underneath your nose and
that
pushed,
would stop you from
that was supposed to stifle it.
Okay.
Hold their breath. 11% do that. Press their finger to the area above the lip. That's where I was doing. Or look into the sun or light, which to me that makes you sneeze harder. I love to sneeze. Like if I need to sneeze, I want to sneeze because I know that I need to loosen that up and get that out of there. So.
Well, this morning I literally set my coffee down because I felt a sneeze coming. And then I didn't sneeze.
You didn't want to spill.
Uh-huh. Right, I didn't. Yeah, you know, all of a sudden you're throwing coffee everywhere.
Uh-huh, yeah. And why do we call it hay fever?
I don't know.
The term hay fever likely originates from the belief that the allergic reactions were caused by the smell of new hay during the summer and harvest months. My mother always self-proclaimed said she had hay fever.
So when we started putting up hay, then she would...
And she grew up on a farm. Okay. So she said there were a lot of times when she just really couldn't spend a lot of time outside.
Hmm. You know, there's horses who can't eat hay because of that.
They have hay fever.
Yeah, and so when they have to press their face into the bale to eat the hay, I mean, it just gives them terrible infections in
their nostrils.
And so they can't eat hay. They can eat pelleted feed, which is hay that's been pelleted, but they can't shove their nose into a bale of hay.
Well, it says this misconception dates back to the mid-1800s when the symptoms of allergic rhinitis, such as sneezing, itchy eyes, and nasal congestion, were commonly observed during periods associated with hay harvesting. Despite the name, the actual allergens responsible for these reactions are typical pollens from trees, grasses, and weeds, rather than the hay itself.
Mm. So. Again, stirring up the hay that has the pollen on it from other things.
Right. The term has persisted into modern usage, largely because the peak of allergy season coincides with the time of year when hay is harvested, thus maintaining the historical connection between hay and seasonal allergic reactions.
Never really thought about it, but it really is a term gone by, because most people just call it allergies now.
They don't say I have hay fever. It's true. Yeah. It's true. Like I said, my mom always said hay fever, but
yeah, a lot of people, it's like, really? I mean, where's this hay at? You know, because if you're in a metro area, you wouldn't even know what hay is, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So a North Carolina mother recently, a mother of three, recently discovered a massive hive of more than 50,000 bees inside the wall of her daughter's room. Printed this off last week.
It happens.
The mother, Ashley Class, was shocked to find the hive, which had been growing for about 8 months, after her toddler daughter had mentioned hearing monsters in her closet.
Oh,
well, how many
dear.
Times do the kids come and say, there's a monster in my room? Yeah, let's get you a drink of water.
Yeah.
Put you back to bed. You're fine. Beekeepers ultimately removed the bees in a honeycomb weighing more than 100 pounds, relocated them to a bee sanctuary. The bees caused about $20,000 worth of damage to the family's home.
Because I have heard more than one person discover a hive because the honey started to come down on the inside of the walls.
Yeah, running down the walls.
Wow, yeah.
So that little girl,
$20,000
worth of 100
pounds honey. Wow.
There are monsters in my room,
Mom. You'd have thought they would have seen them on the outside of the house coming and going.
Coming and going.
50,000 bees is a lot.
It's a lot of bees.
And they come and go several times a day, so maybe they weren't people that go outside very often.
Or it was in a strange spot on the outside of the house or something, where maybe they don't spend a lot of time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe they spend time in the backyard story on a
building,
deck or whatnot.
The sidewall, that sort of thing. So I suppose we ought to all walk around our house regularly and look for lots of defects like that.